I'm Gene Moran, along with Brent Stevens. Just Mercy, world-renowned civil rights defense attorney Brian Stevenson works to free a wrongly condemned man, a death row prisoner in Alabama. And this is a true story.
It is. It's based on the lead lawyer's, Brian Stevenson's, memoir.
Jamie Foxx stars as a wrongly accused man, but Michael B. Jordan, Brie Larson. And were you a little surprised that maybe Michael B. Jordan or Jamie Foxx didn't get any kind of a nod for Oscar consideration?
I mean, not only did they not get any nods, they were not mentioned amongst the people that were noticeably omitted from the nominations.
This book was a bestseller, too, and it's the true story of Walter McMillan. He was wrongly convicted of a murder. He was in death row, based on the memoir written by Brian Stevenson. I would imagine this movie will maybe make some people uncomfortable or just break their heart in some cases.
It will, but you know what's really interesting is we've seen lots of movies like this before. Actually, there's been a couple that have come out in recent years. But the difference here is you see the flaws of the lead lawyer. You know, it's not a formula movie where it's all bad guys, all good guys. You see this lawyer comes in from out of town and triumphs. You see actually an earlier case where he completely fails, and it gives it a richness that a lot of these formula courtroom dramas don't have.
Right, maybe plants a little bit of doubt in your mind that whether or not he's going to get it done and overturn a conviction also.
Absolutely.
For some people, look at racism and bigotry and maybe make some people think about how many innocent people might be in prison?
Definitely. It's set in 1989 in Monroe County, Alabama, which happens to be where Harper Lee lived at the time. And they talk about that with pride, but it's also ironic because, you know, you've got To Kill a Mockingbird, but here it is 1989 and, of course, 2019, and the same issues are there. And in fact, this is an interesting statistic that I heard Brian Stevenson mention, that African-American men are 11 times more likely to be put to death for the same crime.
So maybe make a lot of people think when they come out of this movie.
Absolutely.